As your party continues its journey into the woods, a thick fog rolls in and envelops you all in a gray haze. I'd like everyone to roll for perception here to determine if you all get your bearings. Well, the majority of you end up just bumping into each other and stopping until you're all accounted for. Almost everyone, anyway. Our bard mistakes an old tree stump for her dwarf companion. By the time she realizes her mistake, it's too late to turn back.
What are we searching for? Watch the tails, stranger. They're my most charming feature. I suppose it is my fault for scaring you, though. Oh, but I couldn't help myself. You were so mystified by the fog, you didn't notice me approaching at all. Can't blame a girl for wanting to have a little fun. Could I possibly persuade you to lower your blade, though? I mean you no harm, truly. The most I'll do is pull a prank or two. I am a fox, after all. It's sort of my thing. Thank you. Now, might I ask what a stranger like you is doing wandering around the forest? Surely, you're not so foolish as to come here alone. Oh, I see. You were turned around while walking through with your companions. A much more understandable predicament. I'll tell you what, stranger. I'll lead you back to your friends and show you the way out. A sweet gesture. Really, quite cute. As attractive as shiny things are, I've no need for such things. My services will cost you nothing. Well, unless you're fond of a game of chase. You can chase me as I lead you to your friends. Oh, but honestly, the forest is quite a bit foggier than usual. Wouldn't make a chase much fun if I can't see you stumble after me. But joking aside, it's going to be hard to find your friends right now. Even with my eyesight and knowledge. Perhaps we can pass the time some other way. Mind if I suggest something more intimate? Something we can do in this fog where no one else can see us? You're the first one of your kind I've seen wandering through here in years. And a girl gets needy without friends. So I'll give you special permission to fluff my tails. Yes, I'm serious. I don't normally like to admit it, but I'm such a slut for a nice set of hands and my fur. Ugh. Every other kitsune is so stuck up about it, never letting anyone touch their delicate tails. I take such good care of them every day, but I have nobody to admire them. And you're a bard, so you must be exceptional with your fingers. I've seen where your eyes have been wandering, too. You've been curious about them since we first started talking. Go ahead. Stroke them. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, if a fox could purr, I'd be a vibrating mess right now. My tails must be an instrument because you're hitting everything right. Just as a good little bard should. Oh, that look on your face, though. You're enjoying yourself quite a bit, I gather. Would it be too much if I suggested something new? Oh, do not worry, stranger. I can assure you that you'll be fond of this idea. I've always wondered what a human's lips taste like. Maybe even both of your lips, if you catch my meaning. Oh my. Perhaps I've said too much too soon. Unless you've been yearning for it too? Those wandering eyes give you away. But as long as you're admiring me, then by all means. Let's wander a little more. This rope doesn't do a great job of keeping my cleavage all that contained. As happy as I am that you've wandered straight into my arms, I think maybe you would have preferred to chase me. It would be so easy to get my robe caught on a bramble patch, and then you could catch a glimpse of something a little more intimate. You want that, don't you? What a naughty girl you are under that tough exterior. Normally, I'd probably make more of a game of it. But under these circumstances, with a pretty girl right in front of me, I find it hard to wait. I'll let you claim your prize for free. But if we ever meet again, expect that you're gonna have to work for it. So treasure this moment, little bard. Your hands are so warm. Oh, and your fingers are sending tingles all along my skin. Oh, feels so nice cupping my breasts. It's been so long since I've felt another's hands. But don't worry. That doesn't mean I don't remember how to have fun. I wasn't lying about wanting a kiss. And after getting a taste, I want more. Let's get these pesky clothes off you. I'm sure that's a bard's favorite thing to hear. There we go. Oh, now these. You're completely bare for me now. There we go. You like that I'm on top of you? Just pinning you to the ground like this? You had some fun touching me. I suppose it's time that I return the favor. Your fingers can play an instrument. How about I show you what mine can do? You've got such a lovely voice for moaning. I want to make you sing. And I just love the way you squirm under me when I tease your nipple with my tongue. Yeah. I'll have you squirming even more pretty soon. Just keep encouraging me with those delightful moans as I attend to your body. It's been so long since I've laid with someone so fair. With such soft, warm hands. And you're so good to touch, pretty girl. Lately, something is in the rivers and springs, and it makes me thirsty. Thirsty to hold someone close against me, wrap them up in my soft tails, to move my fingers against them, to touch them so sweetly. That's it. Those sweet whimpers are all I wanted. I'm going to leave hickeys on you. Oh, I know you're on a quest, but I want everyone to see this. That you were soft with me, and how you whined and squirmed for my fingers. Look at me, little bard. Oh, such pretty eyes. Tell me when you're close. Yeah? Good. Let me go even faster. Oh, playing with you. Oh, your beautiful, beautiful parts down there. Oh. Oh, you sounded so pretty. You're panting so much. That must have been quite the relief. An eager little one you are. I like that. Let's find out. Is that tongue as dexterous as those fingers? Oh. I have to admit, ever since I saw you, I wanted that pretty face between my thighs. My intentions were always about seeking pleasure. But can you really blame a fox for that? Oh, you're so good. Your tongue. Oh, that's a good girl. Make a real mess down there. I've already gotten so worked up from pleasing you. I thought that tongue was skillful in my mouth, but between my legs, you're absolutely an artist. It feels like there isn't an inch of my pussy that isn't being cared for. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't help but just clench my thighs all around your head. Oh, faster. Don't let up now. Oh, I'm nearly there, darling. Just a little bit more. Yeah? Oh, please, please, please. You're so pretty. Such a pretty girl. So good. Oh, that's it. Yeah. me so quickly. Oh, thank you. You've made this little fox very happy. Oops. I suppose I should release your head from my thighs. Don't want to suffocate my new friend. Oh, that was truly amazing, babe. I do hope you get lost here again. Then we could have even more fun. I could even bring you back to my den where it's more comfortable. But that's for another time. Unfortunately, it seems the fog hasn't cleared much at all. I think we should stay out for a while longer. Come rest in my arms, dear. Let me wrap my tails around you to keep you nice and warm. First thing after we're done snuggling, I'll help guide you through the forest. But until then, let my soft tails guide you to sleep. Just nestle in close.